This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Hey, welcome to Best Podcasting Gear. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. And as I record this, it is December 2018. And this is the month that really one of the most anticipated pieces of podcasting gear is being released. So this is going to be part one as I tell you about this, because I know a lot of people are getting ready to launch a show. A lot of podcasting, a lot of times, the beginning of the year, everybody's like, I'm starting a podcast at the beginning of the year. And that's why I'm putting this out now, because I'm going to have one here very, very soon. And that is the Rodecaster Pro. And let me explain what this does. It allows you to plug in four microphones and a phone. That's the cool thing. The phone connects via Bluetooth, and it has a built-in jingle player, and it has a built-in headphone amplifier, and it has a built-in AFX processor. That is a whole lot of stuff. So let's break these down a bit. There are eight different jingle palettes that you can program. That's really, really cool. Especially, this is kind of geared for people that want to do a live show. But the other thing is that it replaces a portable recorder. And so you can just literally drag and drop files once you plug this into your computer. And there are different colors and such for the jingle. It's really, really, that part's very, very cool. I use it's an app on my iPad called iJingle. It cost me $20. And of course, the iPad cost me more than 20 bucks. And I do a live show on Saturday. Now, this is not just for live people, but if you're doing live, this is really, really cool. So if you have a remote guest you want to interview, again, it does take phone calls. You simply connect your phone to the Rodecaster Pro via Bluetooth or with a TRRS cable. That's one of those little ones with the little three rings on it. And it automatically provides what's called a mix minus audio to prevent echo being heard by the caller. That's really cool. In other words, they're not going to hear themselves coming back to themselves. That's really, really cool. So there's no need to purchase any dedicated costly hardware or telephone interviews. Basically, with a remote guest are going to be a piece of cake. I don't recommend using the phone, but there are some people that are like, no, you've just got to call me. And then they have these great, they're calling them servo-based preamps. And it's these preamps and their output features. They call it Class A circuitry. And the preamps provide a much cleaner gain structure with lower levels of distortion, providing an incredibly clean, low-noise signal. The preamps are also servo-based, keeping distortion levels low, and basically your signal is going to be ready for broadcast. This I am really excited about. They have AFX on board. I have an AFX 230 channel strip. Those things go for $1,000 new. And this is going to have the AFX Oral Exciter. Now, what does that mean, Dave? It makes things super clear and precise. The high end is going to be very, very clear. But they also have the big bottom. And all I can say is this just makes you sound like a true broadcaster. It's hard to... I just know... I heard an AFX unit once. And I literally, until I bought one, I thought about it. They're not cheap. Like I say, that unit goes for about $1,000. And the Rodecaster Pro operates as a standalone unit, straight out of the box, recording directly into a micro SD card. And you can be up and running literally in minutes. You just plug in some microphones, and you're good to go. And as I look at the back end of this, the one thing I do see, so let's talk about, that's all the good things about it. But what about what's not great about it? Because always there's, we can always find something if we really, really want to look. And so as I look at the back end of this, and this is really not a deal breaker, but you can plug in a microphone via XLR, and that is it. So if you wanted to plug in basically a guitar into this, now, again, does it stop you from doing it? No, you're just going to need an adapter. So that's not a big deal. The other thing that some people are going, oh, you got to be kidding me, is you can record up to four microphones at once, and each channel will have auto ducking. It'll have reverb, which you don't want. It'll have basically a high pass filter, which means it'll cut out the super duper low end. It's got somewhat of a built-in compressor. It's got a noise gate and a de-esser, plus the oral exciter and the big bottom. That's amazing that all that is built into it. But the one thing it doesn't do is it will not give you four separate recordings. You're going to record down to a stereo track. The actual mixer has mute buttons on it. I think that's very, very cool. It looks super powerful, but yet, for lack of a better phrase, it's got just enough flexibility. Now, there are going to be those that argue, no, I want four separate channels. And I'm here to tell you, right now I'm using a Sound Devices Mixpre 6. And it's cool when you get separate tracks, but it also adds an extra level of complexity to it. And everybody's like, yeah, but this way, if somebody's dog barks in the background, how often is somebody's dog barking in the background? So for years, I used to record down to a stereo track. And if you really want to split the tracks and you're only recording two people, you can pan somebody hard left and pan the other person hard right. I believe that's going to be an option in this. But I just wanted to get this out there. And I'm sure you're saying, but Dave, you forgot the one really important thing. And that is, of course, what does this thing cost? Well, to answer that question, let's look at if we wanted to replace this. You could get, and it's a great unit, a Zoom H6 recorder. This allows you to plug in up to six microphones, standard four. So there's your portable recorder and your built-in mixer. Now, if I wanted to have a Jingle Pilot to plug into that, like I said, right now I use iJingle on my iPad. And the cheapest iPad I could find is an iPad Mini 4 at $389, and if I wanted to go get the oral exciter, that's $345. Now, if I wanted to go ahead and, you know, basically order all those, let's add that up. So we got $345 for the oral exciter. We got $389 for an iPad so I can play some jingles, plus $20 for the app, plus $319 for the Zoom H6. And again, that's a great unit. That brings it to $1,073. And you're like, great, how much is this thing? $599. That is pretty cool. That's for me, when I see this, and it's somebody just starting out, and you're going to be doing interviews in person or even not in person, it's going to be USB. And that's where I can't speak too deeply how this is going to work for remote interviews, but for in-person interviews, this is the best. I look at this and go, wow, that's a great price for that. It's coming out, like I say, later this month. So we're going to call this part one of the introduction of the Rodecaster. I have contacted the company and they did ask for my address. So right now I'm going on the assumption that I'm going to get one to play with and then send back. So for more information, go to bestpodcastinggear.com/7. That again, bestpodcastinggear.com/7. I'll have a video that they kind of show it, as well as some images that I've pulled. This really looks like this could be the piece of gear to beat. And that, again, is called the Rode. That's R-O-D-E, Rodecaster Pro, Integrated Podcast Production Studio. I'll have links out there as well if you want to pre-order it. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, helping you sound like $1 million without spending $1 million.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.